Exactly 3 years ago, Canadians forlornly contemplated the prospect of their first pandemic summer. We had no true get-togethers, only a few scattered visits to open areas where social distancing was the norm. At the time, Research Company and Glacier Media outlined a high level of public support for the strategies implemented by various levels of government. 7 in 10 Canadians, 70%, were satisfied with Ottawa's pandemic performance, and more than 4 in 5 British Columbians, 83%, felt the same way about their provincial administration. It was a time of cautious optimism and fear, which was not manifested in negativity towards public servants. This year, social media continues to provide a venue for discussion, not always educated or nuanced, on COVID-19. We have seen many pronouncements by failed politicians in Toronto and from soon-to-be failed politicians in the U.S., basking in pandemic-related conspiracies. When we recently asked Canadians about the current state of affairs, almost two-thirds, 64%, think we are in a different moment and there is no need for additional public health measures related to COVID-19. This leaves two significantly smaller groups that call the status quo into question. More than 1 in 5 Canadians, 22%, believe we should continue to have strict public health measures in place to stop the spread of COVID-19. This group includes 25% of women, 30% of Atlantic Canadians, and 26% of British Columbians. The smallest faction, encompassing 8% of Canadians, posits that COVID-19 was a hoax and we never should have altered our lives. This sentiment is slightly more prevalent among Canadians aged 35 to 54, 10%, Quebecers, 11%, and Conservative voters, 14%. During the peak of the pandemic, Canadian politicians were unique when compared with the presidents of the other North American countries. In the U.S., Donald Trump touted the benefits of disinfectant injections as a cure, disregarding medical experts. Mexico's Andrés Manuel López Obrador argued that the best cure for the virus was honesty. He has so far tested positive for COVID-19 three times. This does not mean that all Canadians look back with pride. About half think three levels of government were successful in dealing with COVID-19: municipal, 51%, federal, 50%, and provincial, 49%. The rating is lower for the performance of the official opposition, both in Ottawa, 35%, and at the provincial level, 38%. Among the four most populous provinces, the verdict of a successful pandemic management is highest in British Columbia, 55%, followed by Ontario, 47%, Quebec, 43%, and Alberta, 38%. In each of these four cases, the numbers are lower than the satisfaction observed 3 years ago. Perceptions on the media are similar to the way Canadians feel about their politicians, with about half saying newspapers, 49%, radio news, 51%, and television news, 52%, dealt with the pandemic successfully. The rating is lower for non-governmental associations, 47%, unions, 40%, and trade associations, 35%. It is clear that Canadians believe we still have much to learn from a pandemic that caused the deaths of more than 53,000 inhabitants. More than 3 in 5 Canadians, 62%, down 4 points since April 2022, believe holding a public inquiry into the way the COVID-19 pandemic was managed by the federal government is warranted at this time. This includes majorities of Canadians who voted for the New Democratic Party, 66%, the Liberal Party, also 66%, and the Conservative Party, 61%, in 2021. Most Canadians would also welcome public inquiries into the pandemic performance of provincial governments, 61%, down 3 points, and municipal administrations, 57%, down 4 points. Support for a provincial inquiry is highest in Ontario, 63%, followed by Quebec, 61%, Alberta, 60%, and British Columbia, 55%. As we continue to experience a summer that is vastly different from the one we endured 3 years ago, most Canadians appear to have turned the page on the pandemic. Only 3 in 10 wish to either be more vigilant or not vigilant at all. Still, there are lingering hopes for a public inquiry to figure out what can be done better, if and when our lives are disrupted again. Mario Canseco is president of research company. Results are based on an online study conducted from July 16 to July 18, 2023, among 1,000 adults in Canada. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3.1 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.